What's up, beautiful disasters? It's Sean, and I need to confess something before we dive into today's episode. I am currently the proud owner of a strawberry robot vape case that serves absolutely no functional purpose other than making me smile every time I look at it. And you know what? In a world where AI is writing songs about microwaves having existential crises at 3 a.m., and where Damiungr is apparently something that Gen Z understands and I don't, where my DMs are filled with bots trying to sell me both porn and life coaching in the same message, that little strawberry robot might be the most authentic thing in my life right now. Today, we're talking about living in a digital hellscape where the algorithm knows what we want before we do. But what it's serving us makes absolutely no sense. We've got TikTok trends that sound like someone's having a stroke, friends living vicariously through their siblings' life milestones, and workplace drama that defies all logic. Plus, Peter got some family bullshit this week. I bought a bunch of dangly nose rings I'll probably never wear, and Carissa discovered that apparently No Poop July is a real thing that real humans are participating in. So buckle up, because we're about to dive into why the search for authenticity in 2025 feels like trying to find a real human in a sea of bots. Spoiler alert, sometimes that search leads you to buy unnecessary strawberry-themed accessories, and honestly, that might be the sanest response to all of this chaos.
Welcome back, Chaos Crew, to Apocalypse and Avocados. I'm joined once again by Carissa and Sean.
Hello!
What up?
And today we are going to go over how life is being affected by the digital hellscape. Let me ask you both, have either of you successfully figured out what the fuck Damiungr is supposed to mean?
No. I hate it so much.
Give me a girl.
Okay. Okay. That's all I fucking hear. Every time I go through Instagram or any kind of social media, I get that fucking TikTok trend and I'm so tired of it. What's a grr? Tell me. Fucking tell me.
Is that a purring kitty?
That sounds like a sexy grr.
That's why I was talking about the purring kitty. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's supposed to mean like, give me a ferocious moment, like a sexy moment.
So maybe. It's a transition trend, right?
We're not supposed to say that word. It's very toxic in this political climate here.
Who are you, Trump?
Absolutely not. I'm not orange.
Well, this is a fucking safe space, okay?
Settle right now. I honestly, I have no idea, and I'm getting real sick of these fucking TikTok trends anyway. What other ones have you seen? I know the Bugatti one is really annoying the fuck out of Carissa.
I'm tired of that one too. I'm sorry. How many times or different ways or different people can you see get their head smacked on the floor? Let's be real.
100% honest, I haven't really been using TikTok so like much. I'll go through and I'll scroll once in a while, but I haven't actually seen this trend.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. You haven't,
I sent it to you guys.
Yeah, and I've been so focused on getting everything I need to get done, I haven't watched many of these things. So what the fuck is this trend?
So it's that song. It's that song. I woke up in a new Bugatti, and then you pretend like you're putting a car in gear, and you put your hand on the steering wheel, and somebody pulls you by your legs.
Someone off screen.
Off screen pulls you by your legs out of the picture or the camera frame.
Why would you want to have like a horror movie moment? I don't get it.
Exactly.
It sounds like a stupid trend.
Exactly. It becomes funny when someone pulls someone who's really light and they like yank them, or when someone who cannot pull the person because they're too weak or the person's too heavy.
They're a little fluffy.
So is this supposed to be funny when someone gets brain damage?
Basically.
It's really body shaming, it essentially.
Is. It is.
It's terrible. Nicely packaged body shaming.
I don't think I want to see this trend. Sounds terrible. Like, why the fuck would you want to have somebody pull you?
I think we should do it.
I don't agree. You're first off, you're not going to move my fat ass on the floor. So if you're going to body shame me, you're only going to body shame yourself there too. But I don't get it. Anyway, when was the first time you guys saw this Damungur bullshit?
I don't know. I've seen it a lot more recently in the last 2 or 3 weeks, probably.
Was right before we went to Puerto Rico, I heard it on something you were listening to.
And that was a transition video. That was a drag queen.
Yes, they're all transition videos. It's like, how are you going to give me a girl when you're looking like trash and then all of a sudden you look like a model?
I feel like it's just psychological warfare on you. Like you said, it's body shaming. It's feeling left out of a cultural moment.
What if you're really ugly and you want a girl? Yeah. That was the voices.
You don't roll your R, you just gar.
So they become a pirate.
They get one eye, no missing teeth.
Mm-hmm.
About 900 pounds.
Long, straggly, greasy hair.
Ugh.
It's also in knots.
The algorithm actually like pushes this to your feed too if you're around people that are watching it. So it's probably why you saw it, because I was watching it.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. But anyway, apparently there's another trend that's making its resurgence, and I have no fucking clue what this is. Sean, enlighten us as to what No Poop July is.
Okay. On TikTok, there has been a reboot of absurdity, essentially. No Poop July made its annual resurgence, jokingly challenging users to forego defecation for a month.
I hate that word. I don't like the scientific word for taking a shit.
Okay, let me re-say that.
Defecation.
Jokingly challenging users not to take a shit for a month.
Much better.
Doctors warn it's dangerous, even in jest. So people, please don't hold your shit in.
Why are people doing this?
Don't do
why
it.
Is this a fucking thing?
Yeah, why
you
is
can
this
die.
A trend? Your intestines can literally explode.
It says jokingly, but you know that there are people out there that are doing it.
People fucking ate Tide Pods. I'm pretty sure they'll put in a butt plug for a fucking month.
And people started licking toilet seats. Come on.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about some of the strange, bizarre food trends that go on TikTok? Like, right now there's a matcha biryani? Biryani? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's biryani.
Yeah.
As far as I knew, biryani was rice.
And then there's...
Gross.
Corn ice cream fusion.
Oh. So we're back in lattice.
Yeah, they had corn ice cream there.
No, I think these things are together. The matcha biryani and the corn ice cream fusion went viral, splitting the internet between intrigue and disgust.
That's disgusting. Sounds disgusting.
That sounds terrible.
Looks moldy.
Moldy.
Moldy. The milk is spicy.
That's gross. What else is making a resurgence?
Not a resurgence, but their Gen Alpha's language continues to mutate under the algorithmic pressure. That was a tongue twister.
What are they saying now?
Slang like bop, chopped, huzz, shit with a Y. Aura farming.
That's not shit. That's shite.
Yeah, shite.
So we're getting more Irish.
Gooning. We've said gooning for a while. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't even know what it means.
Okay.
100%.
This is not safe for work. So if you're not listening to this on headphones and you're at work, please stop. Gooning is when someone makes a really like... awful face when they come.
Oh, okay.
It's really bad cum face, essentially. Okay. But it's typically like the ones who like their eyes look like they're going to pop out of their head and they're like staring you down like through your soul. And yeah, that's like gooning. Like,
that's fucking terrifying. What the fuck?
Why are they calling it gooning?
Why is somebody looking at you like that?
Why is it so aggressive?
It's been a term for a while, like in the gay party scene, because people would goon. You'd focus, hyper focus on something, and you'd look like an idiot. You'd like clench your jaw and stuff. So we would say that person is gooning. But now it's become like a mainstream term that people are using all over the place.
Ew.
It's just funny how many terms come from the gay community and then go mainstream and people have no idea.
Yeah.
They think they're cool. We started it.
Yeah. The drag queens in particular.
I'm still stuck on somebody's eyes bulging out of their head while they're coming. I just can't.
Can you imagine if
if
a lesbian did it?
I don't want to.
It would look crazy.
I'm sure there are some lesbians that do it. Let's be honest.
None that I've met, thank God.
You could probably have an aneurysm, pop a blood vessel.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds awful.
What if that happened and they were actually have a stroke or something? This is where my mind goes. And you're like, hey, are you okay? Head falls off. Falls down.
Are you okay?
Pick up the head, look, hold it in front of your face. Are you okay?
This is all making me think, just how ridiculous this is. It's making me think about the whole Coldplay CEO thing.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I have so much to say.
Oh.
You haven't seen this, Carissa?
No. I don't know anything about this.
I'll let Sean tell you.
So it's the CEO that was caught at the Coldplay concert on the Kiss Cam with the HR, yes. The head of HR, who, ironically, the head of HR's LinkedIn headline was winning CEO's trust. Oh. Yeah, we see how you're winning that trust.
Wow. I didn't realize she was the head of HR.
Yeah.
I did see it, though. I know what you're talking about.
And he, like, ducks down and tries to hide. And he's looking at his hands up. Dude.
The memes and the AIs for that are great.
The one where they have him, like, throwing her off into the sky. That one had me dying.
Look over there. That's terrible. I don't understand. And then he's, like, trying to blame the band. They're putting him on it, the Megatron.
Dude, maybe don't go to a concert with the woman you're cheating on your wife with.
Or maybe he could have pretended like all was good and kept on holding her, but because he made such a big production about it, it ended up on the news and social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he had just stood there and didn't do anything, I'm sure no one would have noticed. Maybe somebody would have, but it would not have gone to the extreme that it has gone to.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, just pretend that your friend's dancing.
Right.
Or throw her.
Just throw her off the balcony.
Just toss her into the air.
There she goes. This is definitely an HR nightmare. I don't understand. How are you going to blame the band for that? It's always a possibility when you go to a major event that you're going to be on the Megatron.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And he's like, right. This was a moment that should not have been public. Well, you went to a public place.
Right.
You made it public.
You reacting the way you did made it public.
If it wasn't supposed to be a public thing, then you should have stayed at home.
Exactly. get off of me. That's all I thought when I saw it.
It's just disturbing. And then for other people, like, this just leads into the fact that other people are making content out of it. They use other people's misfortune to make content. Kind of gross, but funny.
Always.
But it's hilarious.
What was it before this? It was some sort of some singer. Oh, Katy Perry with the Thinking of You. And then the fact that she was dancing like the ridiculous robot on stage.
Didn't she just have another issue, Katy Perry, with something going wrong at one of her concerts?
She was attached to something.
And it like malfunctioned and she almost fell on the people.
She almost fell on the people in the crowd. Like a wire. She was like flying over the crowd.
On some kind of device.
Yeah.
It was like a plane or a spaceship thing.
Oh, that was her?
Yes.
Your dad was just watching it the other day on the news.
Yeah.
I think her stage crew is trying to kill her.
They've had enough of her shit.
These fucking antics.
What the fuck is wrong with her? She does sing like that.
Just clip the fucking cable. I've had enough. She didn't give me a fucking raise this year, bitch. Apparently, she's a really terrible person, and I don't know if you guys know this, but she wanted so much this property that she saw. I believe it was in LA, and it was inhabited already by a bunch of nuns. It was a nunnery. And
I can already see that this is not going to make her look good.
No. And she wanted it so bad. It was the house that her and Orlando Bloom were going to live in. So she wanted it so bad, she offered so much money for it. And then when they told her no, she took them to court, got the lawyer on her side, the real estate lawyer, to buy the property with the promise that she was going to rehome the nuns to another nunnery, and she didn't follow through on her promise, and one of the nuns literally died in the courtroom testifying.
That's awful.
Yeah.
And also scary. My mind just went, you know what? The voices can stay in the voice in my head. I don't, yep.
And Bezos sends her to space.
He tried to kill her too.
It didn't work.
Let's shoot her up in a soda can into the stratosphere. Rattle her around a bit. Maybe she'll die.
That's why she kissed the ground. Oh my God, I was dying.
But apparently she sued so many times in her life that they have a law named after her.
No.
In California, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
But it's not the first time that she's sued to get property either.
So really her name is Karen, not Katie.
I think her real name is Catherine Hudson.
What the fuck is wrong with her?
I was just calling her Karen, that's all.
I know. But it's close. Yeah, so the nun thing, she sued because she wanted this other guy's property and then didn't end up inhabiting it, but got them kicked out. Yeah, she's just not a good person.
She screams at fans about messaging her husband, who's not even her husband, who doesn't want to be with her anymore.
Now, apparently they were seen on holiday together. They say co-parenting, but it looked like they were rekindling. It was with his son and their daughter. Yeah.
Interesting.
I want to say it was in Saint-Tropez, but I might be wrong on the location. But I did see someone had put on like sunscreen on him. They took a family photo together. It was very weird.
That is weird.
But yeah, that's going on. She's just an awful person. And how about this fucking AI content? I know we talked about the fat woman that was on the jet ski and she crashed into the ocean and took down a ship.
She went off a jump. How did she get so much air? That's what I'm still baffled at that.
It was gas and not in the jet ski.
She was propelled.
Yeah.
I like those.
Fat people are just full of gas. That's it. I said this before. They have butt plugs and they're just full of gas.
Just take it out and it's going to stink for a while, but
you got a slow leak. So, yeah, that leads me into the fact that we have friends that kind of take on personality traits as well. Have you heard of this? It's like sympathetic living syndrome, something along those lines. I know you have a friend, Carissa, that's experiencing this right now, that their sister just had a baby.
Yes, my best friend's sister just had a baby a couple months ago, and I haven't seen my best friend. I think I've seen her like once, and every time I ask her to hang out, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, you know, my sister just had a baby. I'm like, bitch, you act like you just had the baby. What the fuck do you mean? She's like, yeah, I'm just tired. I'm babysitting. I'm like, are you staying up all night? Are you breastfeeding? What is happening?
Yes, it takes a village.
We went from going to the casino every weekend to I've seen her once in like 2 months.
Why is that, though? Is she literally just babysitting? Or it sounds like she's sympathizing with her sister.
I think so. She is babysitting. She does help out with the kids a lot. She has a lot of nieces and nephews. And I know she loves spending time with them, too. But it's okay. You can come outside. Your sister will be okay with her baby. This is her sister's third child, too, so it's not like it's new.
Yeah, no. So she's just exhausted by living vicariously through her sister.
I guess so.
That's terrible.
It's funny because I actually texted her on Friday and I was like, hey, we should hang out. We should do something. Have yet to hear back. She was probably breastfeeding.
Oh, my God.
Good God, girl. Get a grip.
I know that's really a thing, though. You can start lactating when there's a baby around. So
women can.
No fucking way.
Women, yes.
I'm staying away from them all. I do not want to lactate.
Apparently, if the mother dies or something and there's another woman around, they can start lactating to feed the baby. Yeah.
I have no words. None. Stay the fuck away from me. That's it. Done.
Keep your damn baby.
You can keep your baby all the way the fuck over there. I'm all set. I don't want my tits leaking around the city. I'm good.
That happened on a show that we watched too, the one with the Skarsgård guy. And what's her name? Famke Janssen, whatever her name is. The one originally on X-Men.
Yeah, yeah. It's Famke I'm going to get it wrong. Hemlock Grove?
Yes, Hemlock called? Grove. They had a baby in Hemlock Grove in this show. And there was a girl that they brought into the house. And there was no mom around to help raise the baby. So the woman that they brought, the girl they brought into the house, started lactating and feeding the baby.
That's fucking weird.
Yes, it is. That was a very weird show.
Yeah, like it was very strange.
And you know that we were just talking about this on another episode we just did about how people, movies or shows are based off of real life events. So do you think this actually happened in real life?
It's possible, but he was...
I don't like it.
One of the guys that was living in the house was a werewolf, so I don't think it was that.
He probably could have been a werewolf in real life. It's a real story. I'm sticking to it.
By the way, the technical term for it when you're feeling sympathy for somebody else is called secondhand achievement syndrome. Like secondhand smoking for achievements.
I don't like it.
It must be really exhausting to curate your entire existence based around somebody else's achievement, though.
It's having sympathy for someone really like an achievement? I don't know. It's just so strange to me.
I don't think that's an achievement at all.
I guess it's like a growth as a person.
You're making it sound like a wart.
Okay, not a growth. It's growth as a person. But I don't know. I feel like we should have sympathy. Tumor. Yeah, I'm spiraling. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
An emotional tumor.
Pretty much.
An ingrown twin.
An ingrown hair.
On your twin's head.
Yes.
In your body. Just random on that. I just read a story about the longest living conjoined twins. And they were two men. They were conjoined at the pelvis.
Oh.
Oh, yes. I heard about this. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No worries. So they had to use the same sexual organ. They died virgins, by the way. But one of them was gay and one of them was straight.
Well, I can see why they died virgins.
Yeah, because neither one of them wanted. So one of the brothers, a straight one, controlled the penis on the body. He was the only one that could get erect. And he was like, absolutely not. And they only had one asshole. So they didn't want to share either side.
It sounds miserable.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
So they died virgins.
Wow.
How old were they?
Yeah, I can't.
I want to say they were 67 when they died.
That's fucking miserable.
It was either 57 or 67, but I had read about that and I was like, I can see how this is a conflict of interest, I guess, for lack of better terms.
Yeah.
But it was very weird. Conjoined twins are so interesting. I always wonder if one controls one body part, but now I know.
Well, here is what I have to say about this story. I feel like that's a prime example of being gay is not a choice. That guy... Mm-hmm. would not have chosen to never be able to have sex because he just wanted to do it with another man when his conjoined brother was not interested. Like, it's not a choice. You are either straight or you are gay or you are bi or you are pan. Whatever you are, you're not just, you don't change into something else.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good point. Oh. I like that you brought that up.
Oh, thanks. It was very random. I know. But it also leads me to people that are vicariously living through others' experiences on social media.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before in previous episodes, but people that have FOMO, essentially, and they're like, keep following a specific person to see what they're going to do next. And like, oh my God. Okay, so we have a... friend, she was living vicariously through us when we were in Puerto Rico. We were telling her what we were doing, and she was going out to do the same thing, but in her variation of where she was. It was very funny.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, when she talked about how she was going to, oh, you guys are going hiking? Wonderful. I'm going to go take my other half and have her drive me up to Green Hill Park so we can hike as well.
Oh, you guys are at the beach today? She said something funny with that, too.
Something about sitting in the yard and being fanned or something.
Yes.
She was going to make her girlfriend fan her with a palm frond.
I like it.
People do this all the time. They wait for content to come out from their favorite creators, and then they mimic it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just like what she did, but they actually like go to the extent of either painting their walls or buying the whole backdrop of where the person is and pretending they're having lunch in Paris. Yeah, it's a thing. A lot of people are doing this. It's weird.
On that, I have a question. Do you think that that truly is imitation is the highest form of flattery, or do you think it's like
stalker?
Yeah, or obnoxious or just cringe. I don't know.
For me, it's cringe.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Do your own shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we knew our other friend and they were doing it just jokingly, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. The way she was doing it, that was funny.
But when you go to the extent to do the same thing, the person you don't even know, and you just follow them online and then you, oh my God, they're so nice. I love them. You've never met the fucking person.
Yeah.
And you're doing everything. You have their cardboard cutout of their significant other, and you're having a date with them.
Oh my God.
With the fake backdrop. It's very Baby Reindeer.
Oh, that was such a good show.
That was such a good show. That poor fucking guy.
Did you see the new one? Like the actual lady when she did the, what do you call it?
Didn't we watch something about that?
She did an interview after the show came out, right? And she was trying to express how she wasn't really how they portrayed her to be.
She made herself seem even crazier than the show did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a nutbag.
She's like, I didn't send that many emails. It was a few. I didn't send them.
I didn't send 967. I just sent 954.
Yeah.
Actually.
She said it wasn't that many. She said it wasn't even that high. She only sent a couple. But they literally have the whole email thing. He filed the complaint against her saying she was a stalker.
Right. And he had every single email.
In the complaint. Those are public records, aren't they?
Yeah.
I actually want to know what psychologically goes wrong in somebody's brain where they think something like that is okay.
I don't know.
I do too, though, because I have seen people in situations in real life where it's like, what are you doing? Why? This person is being rude to you and you are pursuing them still. And not like in the sense of you have a toxic significant other. I'm saying someone is blatantly like not interested and you are just still full on trying.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think it's from trauma in their past or do you just...
It's an attachment issue. I think if somebody... Maybe, yeah, it could be trauma from their past. Maybe somebody growing up wasn't nice to them and they felt like they were mistreated or bullied all the time. And then the one person in their adult life that's nice to them, they just grow attached to.
They latch on to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It showed them a kindness and then they become obsessed with them. I guess I could see that. I don't think somebody...
Very single white female.
Yes. I don't know that I buy that every single person has a defining moment when they snap. I think a lot of people can be born that way too. It's just something triggers it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if you watch like the Dahmer shows, he was always fucked. That kid was always fucked up.
He was fucked from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's very sad.
It is. And he was like, he put the tadpoles in the thing of oil.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
The kid, so psychologically, he just was not there.
No. I actually had nightmares from that show as an adult, which is pretty awful. But I guess that shows that I'm normal.
Yeah. You have to have feelings about that stuff. And you should have strong feelings about it. But which way it goes is up to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew about Dahmer. I think everybody knew about Dahmer, but I didn't know that happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I didn't know where it had happened. I just knew of it.
Yeah, I didn't know where it had happened either. I knew of it. I also didn't know the extent of it till I watched that, which is sick.
It was bad. Waukee is where it happened, I believe. But they had another one. I don't know if it was in Milwaukee. Was John Wayne Gacy in Milwaukee too?
I don't remember where he was, but he was sick too.
Yeah, all the bodies buried under his house.
Yep. And he dressed like a clown.
Yeah.
To lure the kids in.
He wasn't, well, not to lure them in. He was a clown at their birthdays.
Yeah.
That's just sick. Anyway.
This took a fucking turn.
Yeah, we went completely off topic here. So, also, I just want to talk about how every conversation nowadays, to me at least, sounds like it's performed for an invisible audience. Everything seems, like, performative now. Especially with the younger generation.
I could say that for some of the people that are putting out their content on social media, for sure. It looks scripted or fake. Remember how when we were kids, we would watch America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah.
And that some of them were like actual things happening. And then it became, after years, it became performative.
Yeah.
That's what's happening now in social media.
But I feel like also people are trying to make their lives seem more important, or to feel, make somebody feel some sense of FOMO, even when they don't know them.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like every conversation is to make somebody feel some sort of way, even when no one's there. It's like they're practicing to piss people off.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Sean.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is just a lot of people, like you said, trying to paint this picture of who they want other people to see, mm-hmm. and not let any of the other sides show. We as a society have gotten to a point where you do one thing wrong or one thing that people don't like, and it's like, oh, this is the end of your career, the end of anything you've ever done. So people are always walking on eggshells. I think people need to be able to just be themselves. Yeah, people need to be held accountable when they make mistakes, but God, people, stop with the cancellation of every single person for every little thing. This is getting out of hand.
The cancel culture is just out of hand. It's so stupid. You can't cancel someone. It's just a joke now. It's a joke. The only person that's been canceled is Katy Perry, and for obvious reasons. The twerking. That's why.
Oh, God.
The reason I bring this up is because when we were at breakfast the other day, we had this woman that was sitting behind Mom and Dad, and they were so loud. She was so loud. And she was talking about absolute nonsense. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was like, oh, in the yard, it's been landscaped and the kids love it. And now it looks like a yard and we painted these rocks. And what the fuck are you talking about?
And then she's like trying to give her friend advice very loudly, trying to give her friend advice about painting rocks and planting flowers in a certain place and how much she paid for all these flowers and these rocks. These boulders. She paid for these boulders.
I'm surprised her friend didn't just walk out of the breakfast.
Oh, no. They were feeding into her bullshit.
Oh, they were loving it.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people?
They were white. I'm just kidding. But they were white.
And then they're sitting there talking about how they're Italian, so they can be loud. And I'm guessing their friends were trying to shush them. But, yeah, she was talking about fucking rocks. Rocks.
You have to paint them a certain way, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yes, you have to sit on it, do a ooga booga booga on the rock, paint it from front to back.
This sounds dirty.
Yes.
It would be dirty if you do it from back to front.
Crotch rot.
Yes. It didn't come off as authentic. It came off as she was performing for everybody else, but it wasn't even a subject that was interesting. She was just talking about how her garden was in bloom.
Just be yourself. What the fuck?
Right. And she was an older lady, too.
Maybe she was being herself.
Yeah, maybe she was. Her personality sucks.
Is she just a terrible person? Yeah. Not my friend.
But it also leads to how people make these obscene purchases that they don't need, and they just share it with the world, or they just buy it to say they have it. But that's also, I feel, performative to an extent. Some people just like what they like. But have either one of you made a purchase recently that you not necessarily regret, but you didn't necessarily need?
Oh, definitely. I bought myself a new vape that looks like a little, like, robot character. I did not need it. I sort of did if I wanted to smoke the 510 threaded ones, but either way.
It's very cute. I like it.
Thanks. It looks like a little strawberry.
It looks like a little astronaut.
A little strawberry robot man.
Yeah.
How about you, Carissa? You get a little strawberry robot man too?
No. I was just thinking, I actually haven't bought anything recently that I don't need. I have been thinking about a TV. I don't need a TV, but I really have been thinking about it. Especially when you tried to move it earlier and you said how heavy it was. I bought my TV in 2017. It's a 55-inch LG, but yeah, we couldn't mount it on the wall in my apartment, so I guess maybe it is time to invest in a new TV.
It was heavy. It's really heavy.
It's extremely heavy.
I'm not trying to be an asshole.
I guess I should buy a TV then.
Yep, Carissa. You just gave me an excuse. FOMO.
Gave me an excuse to buy a TV.
She has FOMO because she comes down to our room and the TV takes up the whole wall.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the movie theater when I go into your room. I like it.
It wasn't meant to give people FOMO. It was just that we wanted a bigger TV because we actually had space for said bigger TV.
At the time.
Yes. Big TVs are nice. I could fit one on my wall here.
If we mounted the one that we have on the wall, it would take out mom and dad's room. The whole house would collapse.
The whole house would go down. That's it. We'd be in the basement.
It just... Yeah, I think that people are making these purchases they don't necessarily need, but I don't know. I don't think I've made one recently that I got mom and dad present, or we got mom and dad presents.
That doesn't count.
For staying here, we but don't that necessarily doesn't count. Need them.
I need a TV now.
Well, I'm not getting you a TV.
I might need a new video game too for my PS5. I'll have to look into that as well.
I was like, I bought you birthday gifts, but that doesn't count because it was your birthday.
But does it mean that we should regret it? I feel like people have some shame about keeping things that they retail therapy purchase.
I love retail therapy. I live for it.
I don't think we should feel shame about it. I think... We all deserve something nice every now and then.
As you stare at the 56 pairs of sneakers lined up on my wall.
I was saying earlier, it smells like a shoe store in here. Not, and then I said, that sounds bad, but I don't mean it in a bad way. I smell like the leather, the new shoes. And that's like the same smell that I get when I walk into a Foot Locker store or like a, I'm trying to think of the name of other Journeys, something like that, where you can smell the leather from the shoes.
I said when I was a kid that I was going to have a shoe store. I have a shoe store where I can pick any pair of shoes that I want and put them on.
But the fact that it smells like a shoe store in here, that all of these shoes are basically in little hyperbaric chambers on your wall.
And they all look like new.
Yeah. You don't wear them.
I do, though.
You buy them to look at on the
wall.
For
the most part, I think there's 10 pairs that I wear.
But they're all Jordans.
They are, but they're all different. They're all retros. They're throwbacks. They're collectibles. You're not supposed to wear them.
The amount of money on your wall is definitely throwing you back.
I think the amount of money on my wall is... It probably costs more than tattoos on my arms, to be honest.
So you remember... Everyone remember when you watched Step Up 2 when she goes to join the dance crew and they live in like a rundown loft?
Yes. Yeah.
Carissa has the shoe wall.
I do. That's exactly what I have.
At least it's authentically. You wanted all these shoes and you got them and they are locked away in their little airtight chambers and you don't wear them.
I do wear them. Now that the reason I got the airtight chambers is so I could see them, so I could pick what I want to wear. So essentially what I do every day, and you guys are going to laugh, I don't do this to go to work because to go to work, I wear the same pair of shoes every day. Which also is gross. But anyway, that's besides the point. But any day that I'm going to go out somewhere, I say, and I look at my shoe wall and I go, which one of these do I want to wear? And then I pick out the pair that I want to wear and I create an outfit. And it's a beautiful thing. And maybe I don't wear that outfit again for another 6 months. That's why they still look new.
She just wears the same shoes again and again to work.
Well, yeah, I teach fitness, which everybody knows now, and I don't care about those shoes. I fuck them up in the fitness center.
But I'm just looking at your wall. You have 6 pairs of shoes that are yellow. They're not even all in the same row.
Listen, I wasn't getting that OCD about them, okay? I do have a lot of yellow, and I don't even wear very much yellow.
See, you bought them to look at.
Some of those were gifts.
An expensive gift.
Yeah, they're good gifts. I like them.
But yeah, speaking of your work.
Oh, what I do?
Oh, not necessarily you. Speaking of work in general, Sean has some drama that happened at work recently. Someone got fired.
Yeah, so it was so stupid. Someone, one of the account directors at my job who specialized in SEO gave their notice, and then my coworker who did SEO stuff and then also helped me with social media got let go, which is ridiculous because what they did was not just specific to that person that gave their notice.
They go to a Coldplay concert.
No, he didn't go to a Coldplay concert to my knowledge, but maybe they should have.
So they quit.
No, they got fired.
Okay, but they got fired because their boss quit?
It wasn't even their boss. It was just the other person that like worked on SEO stuff. And it was just messy. My boss was pissed. It was just not a good situation.
I just don't know how that even works.
My workload has been doubled. Which is why I think it's stupid. Because it's not like this person didn't have any other work. There was enough work with what I do and what they were helping me with to sustain their role. It didn't make sense to let them go just because somebody else left.
Yeah, but I feel like that's late stage capitalism at its finest. Someone quits, and other person who can do the job gets all of the responsibilities. They can't handle it, and then they get fired for like performance issues.
But I wasn't even saying
my future
for them. I wasn't even saying for them to take on the other person's responsibilities. That section of the company, I should have led with that. That part of the company is being like, we're not going to have that service that we offered anymore. But even so, my coworker had enough to do with what they were helping me with that it would have filled up their day. Like, it didn't matter if the other stuff that they were doing was not going to be offered anymore.
Okay.
I see.
But also on Carissa's side here, I know that you're having to deal with the workload increases.
Throw the pool out. I don't want the pool anymore. I'm sick of it.
She just wants to turn the pool, like piss and shit in the pool.
Shut it down. Shut it down. I'm over it. No, on it. I'm the backup on the pool, and the main person quit. He just up and left and didn't tell anybody. And this was, I want to say, 2 or 3 months ago, something like that. Could only be a month, but it's been longer than a month. But anyway, I've been the main point person for the pool, and honestly, I'm fed up with it. And we've had lots of meetings about who's going to do what. And it's not my boss's fault. She's doing the best that she can, but they're just casually taking their time replacing a maintenance person to do the pool, which is unfair to me and my team.
But when people do stuff like that and they negate work responsibilities or increase someone else's workload, don't you think that affects people creatively? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm actually struggling now because I teach group fitness and that's what I was hired to do. And I'm struggling with my creativity and coming up with new ideas for my classes, or even wanting to, for that matter, because I'm so overwhelmed with the pool stuff.
How about you, Sean?
I agree. I think that it definitely can stifle creativity when you get overloaded with things. I know that in my role, with social media, things are constantly evolving. So I constantly have to change my approach to certain things. And it's hard to go back and rework our process without the time or even like the bandwidth in your brain to think about those things and not just do the same process over and over again. You get stuck in like a repetitive motion of going through the motions, and it's hard to break out of that, especially when you have so much on your plate.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm feeling, so I can totally relate.
And creates exhaustion and resentment for your job.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which I don't want. I love fitness.
It makes you second guess as to why you chose that, or if you made the right decision going into that. Does
right.
it not?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then when you get home and you want to decompress, even that's fake now. So you're watching, you're doom scrolling. Has anyone seen the crazy AI songs?
What the hell's that?
Yes, those songs are insane.
The country cooter. She's munching on my country cooter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen those. Those are good. I found one this morning.
The dog's got a whiff.
Yeah, for a queef or something.
I found one this morning. Oh my God, mine. I'll play it for you guys later. It's a good one. I actually really enjoyed it.
Or the I'm not gay, but I do gay stuff song. Yeah.
Dave, he fucks dudes in the back of his trucks.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
Then there's ones about like diarrhea and stuff.
Yeah. How is this helping me decompress? This is making me more stressed. Who the hell is going to hear this when you're out in public and you're trying to decompress?
I think we should just blast them in the car.
We're going to make one for our podcast. We're going to figure it out. We're going to make our own AI song.
Yes, we should. We'll make our own playlist.
And they're so vulgar, too.
Like, always.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful thing.
I think they're funny in private, but it always comes on in the most inconvenient location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You're sitting across from a little kid or something and their mom on the bus.
You swipe up and all of a sudden, I ain't gay, but I do gay stuff.
Or the shit! Or at my job when you're in the office eating lunch.
Oh, yeah. And you work with old people. You're just going to kill them.
Yeah. This is why I bring my headphones to work.
I know, but sometimes, have you guys had this when the headphones don't connect?
Oh, yeah. My God. Connect? Yeah, it pisses me off.
And it just plays like as loud as possible through your speaker.
Yeah, you got the jackass in the corner that's listening to porn, watching porn.
Oh, my God.
Eating their lunch. Or they're in the bathroom and they're watching porn and... Nobody seems to realize this, but your shadow where you're jerking off is on the floor. You can see it.
That's gross. Do men do that?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You can see the shadow of you jerking off. Look at the fucking floor.
Oh, my God.
People are so stupid.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Women don't do shit like this.
Well, they can't exactly rub themselves in the bathroom, I would assume. It takes too long.
So you want to know a funny thing? Sorry about that. When I was in high school, we were in Spanish class once, and a girl went to the bathroom, and then another girl went to the bathroom, and she came back in. The second girl came back in, and she goes, so-and-so is in the bathroom doing something you should not do at school. So everybody, every single person in the class thought she was in there rubbing one out. And no, she was taking a poop.
Oh.
Poor girl getting called out for taking a poop.
Yeah, what the fuck?
How are you not supposed to do that at school? That's a toilet. You have a toilet.
Right. Fuck wow. That girl for going and saying that. Not nice. She's just trying to shit. I'm so upset for her.
It's not like you go in, you see a woman's shadow where they're rubbing themselves and then they come back in. What were you doing in there? Oh, I have a yeast infection.
Oh, my God.
They're just applying some cream.
Yes, exactly. In the same motion.
Veggie cream.
For an hour. It's so bad. I just can't. You see that. And then the worst part is, too, because gay guys like to do this understall thing where they have sex with a person under the stall.
Oh, God. Oh, have you ever seen that happening?
Yeah. Guys, I get the allure of being in public. No, I really don't. I don't know why people do that. But why the fuck are you doing that? The people from Stonewall fought so they didn't have to have sex in the back of the train yard and be publicly shamed. And you are literally doing this around straight people and rubbing it in their face.
I guess it's a thrill.
It's not thrilling to see your ass pinned underneath the fucking stall when you need to blow ass into it and all you hear is the
and you're like, really? I need to use the fucking toilet to take a shit and these fucking assholes are packing shit into each other.
That's it, I'm leaving. I can't take it anymore.
Speaking of harassment and assault on the senses, how about all of these freaking bots that you're getting in your DMs that basically are trying to sell you porn or these explicit photos? You want to be my friend?
Oh, yeah. I don't like that. And they do it on Instagram all the time.
Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you're calling it nowadays, or calling itself. I don't know.
It's fucking Twitter. Damn it. How many times do I have to tell you this?
We get so many on our podcast page. It's like, hi, I'm just looking for someone to get to know. You're looking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck?
We don't mind getting to know our fans, but come on. You're clearly not a fan.
No, we're not paying you. We don't want your stupid content. Or to get hacked.
Or
stop lying.
Also, can we talk about the ones that we get this constantly. Send me this post.
Yeah, I'm going to boost it for you. I can take it to number one.
Send you this post. You have this post. You just commented on it.
Right. Take it
yourself. I don't have to send it anywhere. If you want to promote it, go right the fuck ahead.
Right. Take it and do it.
Have you never just thrown the VPN on so that you can and increase the firewall so you can respond to these?
No.
No. Can never we do this?
Yes.
All right. After we finish recording, we're going to do this.
You respond to them and they're like, oh, there's live nude girls in your area. It's like, whoa, bitch, you're barking up the wrong tree first off. And second, yeah, in my area, it is hot as fuck, and I don't want to see sweaty titties.
You know where that used to happen on Grindr near us?
Yeah.
When we lived at the house. And I used to be, it would get a thing like, hot guys ready near you. I'm like, you clearly don't know where I am because
there might be like one gay in the town.
Yeah. And if he's hot and ready, chances are I am not interested.
If he's hot and ready, it just means that he's been working all day outside.
Or he took a steaming shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not good. It means he's chafing.
It's just a bad time.
But yeah, I think that those are crazy. The bots need to stop, and then they have 12 followers. So where, it's not authentic. Where is this freaking... Did people actually click these damn things?
Yes, they do.
You have to wonder.
They keep doing it, so obviously it's some sort of lucrative business. Maybe we're in the wrong business.
Maybe we should look into that.
It's probably teenage kids, to be honest.
Listeners, if you have any advice on how to get into the bot business, please send it our way.
No, we're not really looking for that.
Please don't send that. No, but do.
Or don't, or do. Just do it. You won't.
But it, also in that same breath, we talk about the young teens that are out there. TikTok is, in a way, the fountain of youth. But is there anything that you guys can think of that you think might have some sort of, whether it's a mystical thing, a missing city, a missing scroll? Do you think there is some sort of conspiracy that you think is actually true?
So many. I think the Epstein list is real.
I think everyone thinks that.
I think that there's treasure under the ocean somewhere.
Yep. I think Atlantis is real.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Atlantis or even Blackbeard.
Well, Blackbeard was real.
Well, yeah, but he's got fucking treasure somewhere and I know it. And I'm going to fucking find it one day.
I think vampires are real, just not in the way that they're depicted in like the media.
They sparkle.
Not that way.
No. I think they eat people.
I think that it's more like a...
That's cannibals.
More of like an emotional drain. Like they drain people's energy, life force type deal.
If that's the case, I know quite a few vampires.
I was going to say, I know them too.
That reminds me of the show In the Dark, What We Do in the Dark.
Yeah, that's where my theory comes from.
They have all different kinds of vampires on there, Carissa. One of them's an emotional vampire, so he goes to court to watch these people fight and get depressed and aggressive, and he just sits there feeding.
Oh, my God.
He's an emotional vampire. And then he pisses all the other vampires off in the house that are his mates just to feed off of them.
Oh my God. That's
so that show, along with a picture that I recently saw of Cher and Janet Jackson from when Janet Jackson was young, and Cher looks exactly the same now as she did then, and Janet Jackson does not.
Cher's a vampire.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it. Yeah.
I agree. No, I could see that.
I think the plastic surgery was just to try and cover up the fact that she's a vampire.
To make you
think that she was aging.
She's very pale, too.
Yeah. In her age, she was tan at one point when she was Sunny and Cher.
Wow.
That was before she was a vampire.
Yeah. She did that, and then the teeth automatically became perfect. And she just never aged from there, just like Selma Hayek.
Yes, she's another one. She is definitely a vampire. Yeah,
she's never aged either. She looks amazing.
But I think my biggest one is the Fountain of Youth. I think it's real.
That's definitely real.
And that movie that we watched, The Fountain of Youth, on Apple, it was actually, it was very far-fetched, but it was well done.
Yeah, it was good.
And it was, they found the Fountain of Youth, and the Fountain of Youth was essentially this little puddle. And you had to, it turned into an actual fountain, but you had to be pure of heart and intention in order for it to work.
Yeah.
I like that.
But there was a guy that was searching for it for all the wrong reasons, because he wanted to take the years of someone. And when he stepped in the fountain, it essentially challenged him, and then it like sucked his life force out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because he wasn't pure of heart. I think it actually exists. I think a lot of people know where it is, but I don't think it's something that they can necessarily get to.
Oh, I got one. Sorry. El Dorado.
Yes.
That's real. We're going.
That's we got to find it first.
We're gonna find it. I'm going to find it.
I think it's real.
Yeah, we saw it on the Outer Banks.
Yeah, the Outer Banks. That's a good show. I like that show.
Just one more season.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be cheesy, but I'm really into it.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I love Chase Stokes. He is an awesome actor, but I loved him in Uglies movie, too.
Yeah, that was a good movie. You said there's a second one coming out of that.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out, but I guess they're still in talks for it. It's called Pretties.
Oh.
So essentially, Chris, is the movie The Uglies is and their 16th birthday. So there's all these kids.
I was going to say, I think it's 16th.
And there are all these kids that are growing up and they're doing like their education and everything. And on their 16th birthday, they become pretty because they can genetically design themselves. And then they go live in the world with all the pretty people.
Oh, that's cool.
They get plastic surgery.
Yeah. And they can pick like their eye color and everything.
I want to watch this. This is neat. What's this on?
It's a Netflix original.
Oh.
But it's all fucked. You got to watch it. It's a really good movie, but Chase Stokes is her best friend on it. And he becomes one of the pretties because he turns 16 before her. And then he doesn't remember her at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
So essentially I'm not giving away any more spoilers. Right. Just watch the movie.
I got to take a break from basketball and watch this.
But yeah, that brings us to near the end here. Does anybody have anything they want to tell our listeners?
No. Yes. Vote for us. America's Favorite Couple. 2025.
Yes. Vote for my brothers, please. I keep reposting everywhere. Everybody's liking the post, too.
Yeah, we're doing well right now.
You guys are super cute.
We try.
I don't just say that because we're related.
Moldy. Anyway.
Too spicy for your heart.
Anybody got anything else they want to talk? Tell our listeners.
If you guys have any topics, ideas, definitely put them out there. Share them with us. Anything you want to hear us talk about, rant about. Anything you want to rant about, share with us.
Yeah.
We like to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah. If you want us to do any review series of shows or movies, anything like that, let us know what you're interested in. We can always put those together, the three of us, relatively quickly because we're so close in quarters now.
Yeah. And we're fabulous.
Just a segue off of that, if you guys want to come on the podcast as well, you can just drop us a message. We do have a few people that are lined up currently, but if a topic comes up and you want to come on, then absolutely give us a shout out.
Or if you have a topic you'd like to come on and talk about,
yeah,
let us know that too.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But sorry. To all of our beautiful disasters out there navigating the digital hellscape, remember that authenticity is still possible, even if you have to buy a strawberry robot to find it. We'll be back next week with more chaos, and hopefully by then someone will have explained what Damungar actually means. Until then, we'll talk next time.
Bye.
Bye.